Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better.
Even marketing.
This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, peeps. I'm excited because I've got a guest calling in to the show all the way from Switzerland. Her name is Sarah Santa Croce, and she is a LinkedIn expert. And Sarah, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks, Brian, so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So over in Switzerland, you got your start working for McDonald's corporate and training. And I guess there's a lot of differences in the food and stuff. You say that Swiss, you know, and I don't necessarily think Swiss cheese with the holes in it all the time, but you said that cheese is really big over there in Switzerland. So tell us a little bit about your journey from going, you know, from McDonald's corporate into now being a LinkedIn coach and trainer and so on.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Mm-hmm. I kind of mentioned offline that I'm not exactly proud of my, starting my career at McDonald's, and people always go, huh, oh, so you flipped burgers. I'm like, well, I had to do that 1 week per year for, you know, kind of just to keep up to date. But otherwise, no, I was at the headquarters in the training and learning department. And yeah, to answer your questions about, you know, different habits, eating habits, obviously, I guess just like in the U.S., at least I hope so, you know, McDonald's is not as popular anymore as it was 10, 15 years ago. It's the same in Switzerland. They're trying very much to keep up with things, but it's, you know, it doesn't have, it's all about healthy eating now, luckily, definitely in Europe, but I think also in the US from what I hear. But we do have some different things at McDonald's. People who are traveling, they might have seen this. You know, if you go to Italy, you'll have the pizza burger or I don't know what, maybe they put in rucola or something like that. And in Switzerland, we're all about cheese. And so we have cheeseburgers, but not just a traditional cheeseburger, but with different kind of cheeses. So they have these weeks where they put in, yeah, the Swiss cheese. But the funny thing is the Americans think that Swiss cheese is just a cheese with holes, but it's not. It's just, you know, we have, I don't know how many hundred different kinds of Swiss cheeses.
Wow.
So that's, it's like, why do you call it Swiss cheese? Just because it has holes. But anyway, that's a different topic.
Absolutely. So then how did you go from doing that to getting into doing your own thing via LinkedIn? How did you start your business? What was that journey like?
Right. So I started at McDonald's, then I moved on to an international kind of business school where I was in the also still kind of, you know, training, learning, because it was a business school where we had a big MBA program where people from all over the world came for a 1 year program. And so I was working there, and all of a sudden my husband, who's Canadian but with an Italian background, therefore the Italian last name, came home one day and he's like, I'm sick of this rainy summers here in Switzerland. Let's move to California. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, sure, sounds good. So we, I just had our second baby. He was like 3 months old. I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, fine, let's pack our bags. And so off we went and moved to California in 2006. And so I obviously quit my job at the corporate or at the training facility, and then moved to California. And first I stayed home for about 2 years because the little one, you know, is like, well, this is a perfect time to just kind of take some time off and stay with the kids. But I got bored quite quickly. And so I was like, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to, I didn't have a work permit. Well, no, actually, I did have a work permit, but I saw that it was very difficult in the U.S. to get part-time work, or it was, you know, the pay was so bad that it was basically not worth it. So I'm like, well, I'll just, you know, run my own business, and that's how I got started. And it was kind of that, you know, social media boom. And first I started out as a virtual assistant. I thought that would be my thing. I would help other people with, you know, administrative translations, those kind of things. And then when I started using social media to promote my own business and kind of, you know, get the word out, I realized, well, if I can do that for my own business, I can do that for other businesses. And so that's how I transitioned into social media in general. So I was focusing on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the platforms that were available then. And then in 2010, we moved back to Switzerland. So that was always the plan. We had a four-year assignment. And when I arrived back in Switzerland, I realized that time just kind of stood still over here and things didn't evolve as quickly as in the US. And in terms of social media, that meant that people, it was still the ice age. People were still like, they were maybe on Facebook for personal reasons, but businesses were not, you know, Twitter barely existed, Facebook, as I said, just personal. And the one platform where I noticed there's some memento was LinkedIn. For B2B, because that's what I wanted to focus on is B2B. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I got into LinkedIn and started specializing in LinkedIn.
Gotcha. So let's talk about, I'm going to make some assumptions that the way that people in Europe use LinkedIn is going to be different than America. And obviously you saw both sides. I mean, you saw it from the US side and you've seen it from in Switzerland, but talk about the differences. How are they being used differently in different areas?
Right. Okay. So yeah, first, what I said before, the 5 year delay. So that's still true. We still haven't caught up. We still are about 5 years behind whatever is, you know, being developed or starting to be used in the US, here in Switzerland specifically, but also other more traditional countries like France and Italy. And it takes about 5 years to finally arrive here. So that's the first thing to know, that everything here is very slow to take to actually being developed. So that's one difference. The other things are kind of, first of all, obviously the language. So mm-hmm. LinkedIn, yes, it started, everything was only in English, but then slowly LinkedIn has developed a platform in all these different languages. And in Europe, well, you know, in Italy, people use LinkedIn in Italian. In France, they use it in French. In Switzerland, we have three official languages, so people use it in all those different languages. So it really has adapted to each country, and everybody will use it in a different language. Now, obviously, people who are trying to get clients or who are looking for a new opportunity internationally, they will still use it mainly in English. So that's kind of the common business language, as we know. So that's a second difference. And then what I notice in terms of mentality is that people here are still kind of in this, you know, this is some kind of fear and paranoia in terms of everything that's happening online. Mm-hmm. So people will not have those big networks, as you can see maybe with US users, where, you know, in the US what I see is that people are pretty open to connect or to have big networks. Over here, they still use LinkedIn as a kind of a Rolodex of business contacts. So they will actually tell you, I don't know you, so can we first go and have a coffee? Mm-hmm. And then, so you're like, whoa, okay, so that's very different, because I can't actually go and have coffee with everybody that I add, you know, in LinkedIn. But that's how people use it here still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be kind of hard to travel to England or to, you know, France or Germany or whatever to go have a cup of coffee. Right.
Yeah.
And I, you know, that's one of the things that I get a lot of contacts from India. and they're primarily trying to sell you something. So it's like, that's a kind of a red flag. So using LinkedIn in Europe, you say they use it more like a Rolodex. LinkedIn isn't used a lot by people anyways. I mean, the average time that people spend on it is like, you know, a half hour to an hour a week. If they're not, are people actively using it to make connections? And if so, again, if there's any kind of differences that you can explain the way it works in Europe versus America, I think it'd be interesting.
They use it more here to establish relationships. And then, like I said, take those offline if possible. The other thing that's different, it's less broadcasting than maybe people are already used to in the U.S., where, you know, almost everybody and their uncle in the U.S. is nowadays writing a blog post a week or is writing some kind of content. Over here, content creation is still kind of reserved to marketing people or anybody in that industry who knows, okay, I have to do that. But so there's less, I guess, also pollution maybe on your newsfeed because you're pretty much the only one publishing any content. So I would say that's different. And yeah, you're right. If people in the US already are not, you know, that often on LinkedIn here, it's probably even less, because they still see it as this platform where they go and connect and they have their profile, but that's about it.
Awesome. Great advice. So, Sarah, you've got something for my audience that they can help get their arms around better using LinkedIn. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I call it the recipe for LinkedIn success, and people can get it at my website, simplicitysmallbiz.com/recipe-for-LinkedIn-success. And it really is a recipe. So I'm so proud of my son who created the first page, the picture of the ebook with the he's 13, so he created this nice little Canva picture for me, and it is a recipe. So with the 10 ingredients for your LinkedIn success. So it takes you through, you know, having clear objectives, identify your target audience, your connection strategy, and then tells you a few things on how to optimize your LinkedIn profile, et cetera, et cetera. So 10 steps really to get started with LinkedIn and develop your strategy for success on it.
Great. And I'll make sure I get that link in the show notes. So if people want to just go to baconpodcast.com and look up Sarah's episode, it'll be in there. So this has been awesome. Lots of great stuff. It's really good to get to know you and also just to get a different perspective on how LinkedIn works, especially in Europe and stuff like that. So it's a very, very interesting stuff. So Sarah, if people wanted to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
The very best way is to connect with me on LinkedIn and make sure that you customize the invitation. So find me on LinkedIn, Sarah Zanacroce, and I'll be happy to connect with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, Sarah, as I said, this has been wonderful to get to know you. It's been a blast learning a little bit more about, you know, the differences in LinkedIn and how it's used. And I so appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks, Brian. Well, come over and taste one of the Swiss cheeseburgers when you're here next time.
Only if it has bacon on it.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.